The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. I say. What sort of beds do podcast-loving ghosts like? Ones with a Casper mattress. That's for our Spotify listeners, because it turns out the Spotify podcast listeners prefer comedy. Apple podcast listeners prefer news. That's according to new research from German podcast companies Zebra Audio and Podigy. News podcasts are 23% of Apple's downloads, but just 8% of Spotify's plays. And Apple and Spotify are virtually the same size in the country, according to the research. Media Monitors has released a list of the top 25 podcasts as measured by audience recall. Of course, Joe Rogan's at number one, but other more niche podcasts also appear. Globally, we bought more smart speakers in quarter four 2019 than we did in quarter four 2018. Amazon has a global market share of 28%, Google 24%, and Apple just 5%. Podchaser has added bookmarks, subscriptions, and a dashboard. The service, which includes a database of podcast hosts and guests, has also announced a look at Democratic presidential candidates on podcasts. Acast has added PBS NewsHour to its network of partners for podcast monetization. PBS joins the BBC, CBC, RTE and RNZ, and also presumably publishers who use more than three initials. CNN has announced a new dedicated CNN audio division. Hires include Lisa Namero from Pandora, Daniel Cantor, Megan Marcus from CBS and Ashley Lusk from WNYC. And the NAB show in Las Vegas is going ahead, they say, in spite of worries about the coronavirus. And in podcast news, New York Media merged with Vox Media at the end of last year, and Vulture's Good One podcast, a podcast about jokes and the people that tell them, is relaunching as a weekly Vox Media podcast, they've announced. Also returning with a second season, 13 Minutes to the Moon, telling the extraordinary story and near disaster of Apollo 13. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.